Are we even surprised anymore at this point? Is there anything that Fannie Cash Money G. Willis can do that is shocking, that comes as out of left field, that we can actually be like, whoa, where did that? I mean, how many times have you said, wow, whoa, because of this woman's absolutely unfettered, unbridled, maniacal, I mean, just it's absurd. There's just it's just absolute utter absurdity. Well, it just keeps coming and coming and coming, doesn't it? You gotta wonder, Nez Nation, how much longer is she gonna be able to get away with this? I've said this many, many times, and a lot of people don't like the fact that I say this, and they want to kind of claim that I'm a racist or whatever, but I know for a fact in my heart that that's the last thing that I ever judge any human being on is an attribute or trait that they have zero control over. I don't judge. I judge people on, are you a good person? Or are you a jerk? Literally, that's it. There's only two types of people in the world. It's that simple. We have a jerk here. You just wonder if it wasn't for DEI, if it wasn't for woke mind virus, Clinton, Obama, infectious disease coalition. If it wasn't for cancel culture and all of the tippy-toeing that you have to do around now, you can't even dare you misgender somebody, dare you misidentify somebody, you'll get castrated. You just gotta wonder how much longer are they gonna put up with this travesty of a prosecutor, with this absolute abomination of an officer of the court. Here's the latest, y'all. I mean, this just happened yesterday. So Fannie Cash Money G. Willis, in a speech Friday, defied Judge Pussycat McAfee, meow, recent warning not to play the race card, insisting, and I'm going to show you the video really quickly, that she's going to do whatever she wants. I can't wait for you to see this. Watch this.
Hard out here, always having to prove yourself two and three times. Recently, they tell me they don't like me to talk about race. Well, I'm gonna talk about it anyway. Truth is, it's some challenges that come to being black. And I see so much greatness in this city that has so many great African American leaders. And I appreciate all of the sacrifice that you all have had to make to be in these positions. So, Chief Meadows, thank you for your leadership. Thank you for having the intelligence to create an event like this where we recognize that you've had to go through a little more to serve.
Where we recognize you've had to go through a little bit more to serve. So now, black sheriffs and black chiefs have it worse than white chiefs. So if you're a white officer of the law, if you're a white chief of police, you've got it easy. You got an easy gig, according to Cash Money G. Willis. But because of your skin tone, because of something that you have zero control over, you've had it rough. Now, I'm not here to deny that there has been challenges from people of all different backgrounds, ethnicities, races, etc. Of course. But how long, Nez Nation, how long does this victim mentality get a free pass? How long? Well, I'll tell you, here's one answer. Not only do they get tons of leeway, not only are they allowed to adopt a victim mentality whenever they want, but we've incorporated an entire ideology, DEI, that basically says you can do, say, act any way you want because based on your skin tone and your race. You can pretty much get away. It's like a get out of jail free card. It is a free pass to act a fool whenever, however, wherever you want. Case in point, the way that Cash Money G acted in court. Her decorum, her lack of professionality, her storming in there, her calling Ashley Merchant a liar, her basically acting so egregious and so unethical that Judge McAfee actually walked out of the court. If you forget, that was over a month ago. If you forget about that, I covered all this. And so what she's talking about here. So that speech was from a Women's Shield, Women of the Shield Awards. The reason why this is so important is that she seemed to reference McAfee, where she said that her racially charged rhetoric of playing the race card was illegal and improper. So McAfee's decision when he ruled on the disqualification hearing, he said that Willis could stay, but Wade had to go. Further down in his order, McAfee took a specific issue with the speech that Cash Money G made at church, where she literally, of January, this was January, where she claimed she and Wade were being scrutinized because of their race. Willis, you know, she claimed that not to be referring to the defendants, even though she said they, in her accusations of racism. McAfee warned that no such distinction was clear. He said in the ruling, I quote, in these public and televised comments, the DA complained that Fulton County Committee, the DA is Cash Money G. Willis, that so many others questioned her decision to hire Nathan Wade. When referring to her detractors throughout the speech, she frequently utilized the plural they. The state argues the speech was not aimed, which is a bunch of BS. Was not aimed at, who's they then, Cash Money G? She claimed it had nothing to do with the defendants. Of course, she's going to just deny until literally she is hanging from the last vine in hell. She will still deny it all the way to her grave. And so McAfee says, well, maybe that's true, but maybe not. Therein lies the danger of a public comment by a prosecuting attorney. And the judge found that Willis's reference to so many others left ambiguous. She was accusing of racial motivations when she said so many others in her speech at the church, coming dangerously close to compromising the case. Yeah, why? Because guess what? A special prosecutor, a DA, is held to a higher standard. Remember the Pitbull Sadow said this. They're held to a higher standard. They need to be disinterested, dispassionate. That's the whole point. That's the whole idea behind a fair and impartial right to a fair and impartial trial by any citizen. Doesn't matter if you're the president. Doesn't matter if you're a new citizen of the United States of America. You are afforded the right to a fair and impartial trial. This is not fair. Everything Fannie Cash Money G. Willis has done, the entire, from the moment that this charge was filed up until now, there is not one thing that she has done that has been fair and impartial. Not one. The truth is, Cash Money says, there's some challenges that come with being black. And I see so much greatness in this city. I have so many great African-American leaders. And I appreciate all the sacrifice. You don't appreciate Jack. That's what she said to the crowd on Friday. This event was hosted by the South Fulton Police Department. Was held to shine a spotlight on 12 extraordinary women who have made remarkable contributions to law enforcement and community impact. Here's my question. Why would you invite one of the biggest blights on women's achievements? Why would you invite somebody whose reputation is in such disrepair, whose credibility is in such a muddled, muddy state of being right now? Why would you invite her to an event? Let me read that one more time. This was an event hosted by the South Fulton Police Department to shine a spotlight on 12 extraordinary women who've made remarkable contributions to law enforcement and community impact. There are people in her own office have turned against her. Her best friend, Yurty, turned against her. Yeager, another district attorney, turned against her. Terrence Bradley says she's awful, says that nobody wants to work with her. So many other people are coming out now and saying that she, the office that she carried on with and she had oversight, was a complete travesty. It was the most toxic work culture. Why would you invite Cash Money G to this event? I mean, that makes no sense. It's absolute insanity. I mean, that's, you might as well invite Charles Manson. I mean, to a law enforcement spotlight on women who have made remarkable contributions and community. What contribution has Fannie Willis contributed to this community other than shame? She has shown that women can't be extraordinary, if anything. I mean, to me, if I'm a woman who's being honored for being extraordinary, I'd be like, why is she here? That just makes absolutely no sense at all. That's like inviting Bernie Madoff to an investor's award ceremony for adding contributions to investors and investor relations or whatever. I mean, it's just absurd that she wouldn't be invited to this. But anyway, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, that just shows you her narcissism, her sociopath. I'm going to talk about it anyway. The judge said, you can't talk. You got to stop talking. I give you a gag order. And she literally says, I don't care. That's how much she thinks of Fulton County. That's how much she thinks of this case. That's how much respect she has for this judge. That's how much respect she has for due process of law. She has zero. She has none. There's no respect from this woman. She barely respects herself. You think she's going to actually acquiesce and respect due process, fair and impartiality? That ain't going to happen. I mean, when is enough is enough? When is enough is enough? That's my question to you, Nez Nation. Judge McAfee, if you're watching, esteemed Mr. Sadow, if you're watching, anybody from Fulton County, anybody who has any pull or weight in Fulton County, if you're watching this, when is enough is enough? I want you all to comment. Are we just going to keep on letting her time after time after time act a fool and create a mockery of this court, create a mockery of these proceedings? Is that we're just going to let it keep going? When are we going to slap her with an actual real fine or some kind of a removal, dismissal, something? Where we just got to say enough is enough. When is enough is enough? I want to hear from you. So let me know in the comments down below, Nez Nation. As always, I'm bringing you all the greatest live, breaking, up-to-date news, top stories that mainstream media will not share with you. So make sure you subscribe. Make sure in the pinned comment, if you haven't already, become a Nez Nation Insider. It's the greatest community on planet Earth. This is our free newsletter. It's free. Become a Nez Nation Insider. It's in the pinned comment, in the show notes, and in the description. Just click on that link. Click on free newsletter. Give us your best email, and you'll never miss out again. You get all the latest, greatest that mainstream media won't share with you right directly to your inbox. Because there's a chance YouTube and they might get rid of my channel. I don't know. I hope they don't, but I've heard and seen worse. So it behooves you to become an insider. As always, I try really, really hard to answer all the comments, but it's literally physically impossible. Members get first priority. Super chats, super thanks get top priority. Consider becoming a member. It costs you one cup of coffee for an entire month to support all of the research, all the work, hours and hours laboring to give you these videos and give you all the greatest that mainstream media won't share with you. Just consider it. We do a lot of exclusive content. We're going to do exclusive live Q&A, giveaways, Amazon cards, cash. I've got so much stuff lined up. It would be really, really in your best interest to become a member of this channel. Think about that. I've got so much planned coming in the coming months. I mean, we're literally 7-6 months away from the election. Holy macadamia nut. It's the most consequential year of our republic. I need you with me. We got to get our country back. This is the best way to raise awareness. Share this out with as many people as you know. Tap that thumbs up, please. Check out these videos coming up right here because I just posted these. Yesterday we went live talking about a lot of this Cash Money G stuff. Subscribe and follow as always, Nez Nation. God bless you. God bless your families. And may God bless America. I'll see you soon.